We get started on the Consolidated Community Credit Union halftime show, but we are pleased to be joined by Athletic Director Scott Lakem as we are transferred, all done with fall sports. It was a heck of a run by the fall sports crew, headed by the men's soccer team, who were just a play, a bounce, a something or something from going to the College Cup. Winter sports underway, both the men and basketball, men's and women's basketball teams getting going, indoor track getting going. But the new year came with some sad news with the patriarch of modern Pilot Athletics, Joe Etzel, the word that he had passed just before the new year. And Jim's been here, and boy, Pilot Athletics, just everything you come to and see now, the facilities, the teams, the success, the West Coast Conference, it all traces back to Joe.
Yeah, if it's not for Coach Etzel, as I like to call him, who knows if UP would be a Division I athletic program, right, Jason? Who knows if we'd be in the West Coast Conference? What would the Child Center, Merlo Field, LP Tennis Center, everything else is because of Joe, and a man who had a vision for this program and this department and this city. And I mean, look where we are now. And it's obviously a big loss, a good friend to so many of us. And you look back, Jason, I think we could safely say Joe Etzel will be the last person in Division I athletics to survive as a head coach for 20 plus years, and as an AD for 30 plus years.
Oh,
that's crazy.
At the Division I level, for certain. And let's not forget, he's one of the greatest pitchers the baseball program has seen in its program history. Still number two all time in career ERA.
Yes.
And so, is there any one? And he's obviously bringing Clive Charles in over here to oversee the soccer programs, the women initially, and then eventually overseeing the entire soccer program. Is there one thing that he maybe was most proud of during his tenure?
He was very proud of the soccer success and very proud of those soccer national titles, right? Beating Santa Clara, beating the UCLAs and the Notre Dames, which always means a lot on our campus,
yes,
right? He was very proud of that. He was very proud of his relationships with Earl Childs and Harry Merlo, who were also on the Mount Rushmore of UP Athletics, yeah, right? And what he did to have Earl and Earl's family give to make this building possible, and what Harry did to make the soccer facilities possible.
Well, I know, you know, obviously the new year and the holiday and the family still is, you know, mourning and grieving, and there will be some discussion of some tributes and acknowledgments to come here in the very near future once they work through the family and stuff. But if people, one, if they just know the Etzel name but don't really understand or didn't get the chance to really know him as the individual, what was it about Joe Etzel that made him such a force?
Joe was a great listener. And that always struck me in the many conversations I've had with Joe over the years, was quick to listen and thoughtful to react, was a brilliant baseball mind. I think of Joe as an athletic director because that was so many of our conversations. But what he did with this baseball program and this weather and a grass facility in Portland and the Major League Baseball players he turned out, was equally impressive. But I think the legacy for Joe is all the athletic directors and departments he touched, in talking and hearing from the, you know, Mike Roth at Gonzaga and Bill Hogan, who was at USF in Seattle. And I saw Wayne Wright said some things from Pepperdine. I mean, Joe had an amazing impact on so many schools. And, you know, he wanted to beat those people in those schools, but I think they all called him a colleague and a friend. And I think there's a lesson that we can take in college athletics now in 2026 of who Joe was and how he carried himself.
Well, and that's the thing. Now that you look at what the dynamic of modern college athletics is, especially at the men's Division I basketball, don't have to deal with football, that whole mess, but What lessons from Joe, you know, and if people want to honor his legacy, how can they, what's the best way to go about it here, you think, moving forward?
Well, the service will be this week. So it will be on Wednesday here on campus at 1:30 in the Chapel of Christ the Teacher. And then we'll have a reception at the Commons, the dining hall right next to the chapel afterwards. And then we'll have more word, you know, like you said, we want Jim and Kathy and Susan and Tom, and our thoughts go out to all of them as they're working through now the loss of, you know, both of their parents in recent years. But we're going to do, it's only fitting to honor Joe Etzel around a baseball game.
Yep.
And Coach Loomis and I have talked about that. So we're going to do something pregame, likely spring break, probably May, to honor Joe, and I'm sure there will be something to the baseball program as part of that.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we are off and running here, getting into conference play. A couple of young teams, both the basketball teams, you feel like they're building towards things, but there's bumps in the road. But a lot of growth has already occurred, and I think when we get to Vegas in March, both these teams could be primed to shock some people.
Yeah, Mike in particular, you know, there were interesting conversations. I think Shante is a heck of a recruiter. And you think of the players he's brought in the last few years, it's not a recruiting problem. It's an industry and a retention problem. And you and I could talk about that for nine half times. Right, Jason? I think on the women's side, you know, Mike was very deliberate. You know, we talked, you know, how much do you want to go in the portal? Let's spend some money in the portal. And Mike said, you know, I have a really special freshman class coming in. I have a really special freshman class behind them, and that's who I am.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Mike and I have talked about this offseason, going out and getting a couple of older players to complement this young group like we did with Trista Hole or Alexis Mark or Kiana Hamilton over the years. But Mike was very, very intentional in his approach to go young this year. And when a coach wins four WCC titles in 6 years,
you listen.
I say, Mike, that sounds like a great idea. Let's go.
Sure, there you go. Sure. Well, I know he's been as optimistic and positive, even working through more losses than he's experienced lately. So, Scott Lakem, athletic director, thanks so much for stopping by for a few minutes. Your thoughts with Joe Etzel? I know there is much, much more in the works to come for him and the Etzel family to honor his memory.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate the opportunity to talk about Coach, and appreciate all you do.